Nessun cameras caught on the bench, Monty yelling at you and kind of give you a nudge in the shoulder. People were making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I mean, people are very sensitive these days. And, you know, it's unfortunate how coaches are scrutinized over things like that. There's a lack of accountability nowadays because, you know, people can't handle the heat. And you make a mistake like that, you deserve to hear about it.
That's Brad Marchand. One of those, the worst person you know, just made a great point. He got absolutely
reamed out.
Yeah, by his head coach. And there's video on the bench of Montgomery going after Marchand, just tearing him apart. Mm-hmm. And he's asked about it. He's like, well, yeah, I deserved it.
Yeah.
How about it? You want my hot take, big theory on all this?
What's that? You know, like Brad Marchand.
No. That the 24-hour news cycle slash sports news cycle slash take-pocalypse, the industrial take complex, really, really needs people to yell at each other so they make a big deal about it when somebody yells at somebody else. And here's Brad Marchand to be like, yeah, that's what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake and the coach got mad at me. That's what's supposed to happen. I'm not 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can handle it. I deserved it. So I appreciated that from Brad Marchand. Happy Football Friday, Jeremy and Joe.
They are off to a bad start, by the way.
The Bruins, yes.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Can I say that? Because they have the same record as the Sabres. Don't they? 3-4-1?
Well, the Sabres were off to a bad start. Now they're on a roll.
Right. It's flipped because the Sabres started with 3 losses. The Bruins have lost their last
three.
That's
right. They're reeling. Okay. And the Sabres are wheeling and dealing.
Let's go. Just back. They are actually, if you think of it this way, the Sabres are 3-2-1 in North America this year, which is the only place they will play for the rest of the season.
True.
So
if they go back to Prague, I don't like their chances. Otherwise, they look like a great team.
Yeah. If the Stanley Cup Finals get moved to Prague, then I think they're in trouble. But
803-0550 if you want to chime in with us. Happy to have you. So Sabres tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, black and red game.
Nice. First of the year. First of the year for that goal song, too.
Yes. Excited for that. There'll be kids in costumes. It's hockey Halloween.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Aren't you kind of already going, though, as your favorite player when you wear a jersey? Just do that.
I have a lot
of people. I remember doing that as a kid.
I mostly have jerseys without names. I will wear a jersey with a name tomorrow.
Okay.
Provided I can find it. I will wear my OG Tim Connolly number 18 goat head jersey.
Nice. That's when you know you've been around for a while. Number 18 Tim Connolly was like 2002.
The reason I'll tell you the reason I got it. So why did I get a Tim Connolly jersey? Like when I moved to Buffalo, I start going to the Sabres games, start watching the Sabres, decide to love the Sabres. Before that, I'd flirted a little bit with the Devils, watched the Devils. My family lived in New Jersey, but, you know, I never really took too hard. Anyway, I moved here from what? Syracuse. And where's Tim Connolly from? Baldwinsville.
Yeah.
So when they traded for him, it was just like, all right, this dude's a top pick, and he's from my neck of the woods. I'm going to get his jersey. And that's what I did. Tim Connolly, number 18.
Nice. And you still got it.
Still got it. It's huge. I feel like when you bought jerseys 15 years ago, they were much larger overall. This thing is gigantic.
They're clunky, too.
It's like wearing a cardboard box.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I have a Jarris Bird jersey. This is even different. Weird that football would be like this, but I have a Jarris Bird jersey. Like, the sleeves come to my elbows. Right. Like, why did I buy it? Like, was that the style back then? Just everything was bigger and looser? I think it's right that it was. Go watch Allen Iverson from back then and watch how he's wearing clothes that are too big for him while he's crossing people over. I think.
You ready to guess some hot dog ingredients?
Yes.
All right, time for the dog of the day. Sabres and Red Wings. Tomorrow afternoon, what will be the dog of the day?
Detroit. Wings.
I know my answer here. I'm very excited to give you my answer. No hot dog of the day open? It's fine. Wait for it.
It's coming.
We're ready for it. It's going to deliver. It's going to be amazing. Just watching a highlight of the Marshawn Lynch beast mode run. You should watch that once a week.
It's got to be with the sound on, though, I think, right?
Yes.
Because isn't that play like set like an earthquake off? or something that got tracked because it was so loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable
play. I'm going to do it in the break. I'm going to watch the Lynch run back.
All right. To the hot dog of the day.
Hey, hot dogs. Hot dogs.
How about the gourmet here? You know what he wanted? Hot dogs.
Okay. Hot dogs, yep.
You know they make those things out of hot shit, you know?
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs. Hot, hot, hot dogs.
Now, it's time for the dog of the day Jeremy and Joe.
I'm bracing myself for the answer to this question. You two have seen The Great Outdoors.
No.
Yes.
Okay. You should see The Great Outdoors. Right? He should see The Great Outdoors.
Oh, yeah. All-time good.
Dan Aykroyd.
Good film.
Right? Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd and John Candy.
Yeah.
I've seen clips.
I've seen clips.
Seen clips.
I got the gist of it. They're outdoors. It's great.
I watched the recap on TikTok.
Right. All right. Hot dog of the day to play in Detroit. Here's my guess. Ready? We're calling it the mom's spaghetti. Hot dog with spaghetti on it. Maybe chopped up spaghetti. Some cheese. Mom's spaghetti. M&M tribute.
This pumpkin has to have, or this hot dog has to have pumpkin on it, right?
Pumpkin?
It's, yeah. Why not?
Because it's Halloween.
Hockey Halloween.
A pumpkin crema.
They might do a Halloween themed dog.
Pumpkin
rather than
the
opponent.
Dog.
Because they do have Detroit in again this year. Remember last year, didn't they do a dog for Okposo?
Yes.
And not the opponent the night of his 1,000th game?
Yes. Because
they had the Bruins later in the season.
So you got them doing what? Like a pumpkin spiced hot dog?
Why not? Make a pumpkin spice bun.
That sounds nasty.
Pumpkin spice bun. You make pumpkin spice donuts.
Out. I think what you do if you're going fall theme is you need to incorporate some kind of like caramelized apple on there.
Ooh.
That's what you
need. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Little caramelized apple.
I just became Vince McMahon nodding in the chair. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else, though, because you can't just do that. You got to have something else.
Can you do a dessert dog?
Well, that's like, I didn't know that I wanted to go down there. I was like, we'll put some cinnamon on it, too. But no, I don't think so. I think you need caramelized apple and like... I don't know. What's the next ingredient? Coleslaw?
For fall?
Not coleslaw. It's a terrible guess.
For fall, the ingredients are carrots.
Yeah,
carrots
are
fall.
Get your
things that are in stew. Carrots.
Oh, cloves. You ever done a carrot dog?
No.
Just a hot dog, but it's a carrot instead. Like you roast it on the grill. You put ketchup and mustard on it, but it's a carrot.
Are you able to just call anything you put inside a hot dog bun a dog? Because it's not a carrot dog. It's just a carrot.
No, it's a dog because it's in the bun.
So that's
and
what
it
makes it a dog?
Ingredients.
So if I have a cucumber and then I put a cucumber in a hot dog bun, now it's a cucumber dog?
It's a cucumber dog. Exactly.
I feel like that checks out. I've got no issue. Brian on a cell phone's got a hot dog idea. What's up, Brian?
Hey, it's Halloween. You guys are missing the most obvious. Candy corn dog.
Candy corn. Ooh.
Oh, what about just putting candy on it?
A sweet
We're
and
just going to put Nerds and Snickers. Listen, dump it on there, hot dog.
The sweet and savory of the dog and the finely chopped candy corn.
No. Nah, candy corn's nasty. No way. The worst candy of all time.
Someone's tweeted in, what you do with the app, make like an apple slaw. That's what you do. Make an apple slaw and put that on top of the hot dog.
I think I'm in on that. I don't think that's terrible. And they call it the Fall is Elite Dog. Another Elite Fall Day, by the way. Might rain a little bit later. It's cold.
So we're either getting fall themed or we're getting spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Right.
My wife texted in a suggestion. Deep dish bun covered in pepperoni and cheese, like a Detroit style pizza dog.
Ooh, yeah.
Now that does sound tremendous.
Deep dish bun. Yeah, okay, right. Yes. I see. That might need to be eaten with a fork and knife, though.
True.
Which is fine. It's still going to be delicious, but... All right. Hot dogs.
We'll find out soon enough. And reach out to my dog sources. See what's up.
All right.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Time to talk about the game and who needs to just get results. Brought to you by Dan Chacha, Injury Attorneys. No worries, just results. Who needs to get results? I'll give you a name.
I got a name, too.
James Cook.
All right, same name. Perfect.
You know why? Because he's going to hold off Ray Davis a little bit.
A little bit. Not for the starting job, but from making it a full-blown committee.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Against a team that gives up explosive plays, which the Seahawks do, I think James Cook's got to get some results. And maybe also for one of my fantasy teams. But he's got to get some results.
Yeah. Right now, he is sitting on one run over 15 yards for this season. One. And he's had a lot more carries than Ray Davis, who has two. So, not to say, like, right, he's been doing it every time he's out there, but Davis has a couple of explosive runs. He's playing, like, less than half the time that Cook is. I've asked Sal this. He's nipped that in the butt a little bit, but I do wonder if Davis could just earn to a point where, hey, this is a game where we think more of a physical runner might be more beneficial because of the matchup.
Yeah.
So today, Ray Davis is going to lead the team in carries. Most days, it'll be Cook, but there might be a day or two because of who the opponent is where Davis is the guy they like more.
Well, where did Davis have his best performance? Against the Jets, right?
Yes.
When the Bills decided they want to set a physical tone.
Right, first drive, right out of the gates.
It wasn't
the
usual.
Middle.
It was set up. I mean, now Cook was not available.
Right.
But that might be the kind of thing. Yeah, sure. Cook is your slasher, and Davis is, we're going to try and set a tone with the way that we run the ball. And maybe against Seattle, you know, we'll see which one they like.
Remember, there were times, that was Zach Moss for them a little bit, right? And there were times where Zach Moss was the lead back in games. You might say over the course of a season, it was Singletary.
Yeah.
But there were games where, this was a Moss game, or this was more of a Singletary game. Like, that rotation started going that way. And can Davis just get even to that point? Yards over expected on the season, Davis is in the positive, and Cook is in the negative for the year. Neither are, like, they're both pretty close to average. But by the over expected numbers, Davis has been a bit better this year.
Quickly, Mark and Amherst before the break. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Morning.
For the hot dog, I'm thinking the deep dish would be Chicago, not Detroit. But Detroit, don't they throw the squids on the field or on the ice?
They do the squids. Calamari, kind of. All right, we got some good answers there.
They might not do deep dish, but they do like the thick tray pizza.
So, Detroit style pizza is tremendous.
It's very good.
I like it a lot.
Calamari.
Yeah, I think it's a good answer.
On a dog. Man, we should combine all these things. We should put candy on it, calamari, and apple slaw.
Detroit, the opponent. It's going to have a series of small GM vehicles on the dog. No.
Is there a player that you could do it after? The Iserman. No, there's nothing there.
The
Howe. The...
Yeah, I mean...
Shanahan.
The Mr. Hockey. I mean, they could do that. Like,
that should not have been the third Red Wing I named.
Shanahan?
That was not...
Brendan Shanahan?
Yeah.
Who should be the third Red Wing name?
Not Brendan Shanahan.
Iserman should be first. Lidstrom?
Well, I said Howe.
Okay.
Howe, Iserman, Lidstrom. Yeah.
Lidstrom or Datsuk?
Yeah. Shanahan's a bad job. What was he there for, 2 years?
Ooh.
He did win a cup there.
I got one more suggestion for the Detroit-style dog.
Okay.
There's a very famous hockey bar in Detroit, Chelly's Chili Bar.
Okay.
Chris Chelios, Chili Dog,
yeah.
Chelly's Chili Dog.
All right.
A little shout out to Chris Chelios.
That also sounds delicious right about now. I don't know. It's 9:45 in the morning. Chili dog. I'm in.
Yeah. Chelly's Chili. 803-0550, Extendo Sports coming up. Sal Capaccio wraps it up and continues the tribute to Ricky Waters as the morning rolls along on a Football Friday on WGR.